This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Rico Bronya. Very sad Rico Bronya. Obviously, we all know about the Edwin Diaz news. I'm actually driving back from the afternoon show with Craig. I was sitting in massive traffic, and Pete and I are like, let's just talk about Edwin Diaz. I'm already agitated. Why not be more agitated and talk about it while sitting on traffic or in traffic on the West Side Highway? Let's start with what happened on Wednesday night. Obviously, Pete and I recorded the Rico Bronya. Unbeknownst to us, this was going to go down. Talked about a lot of things that really feel all irrelevant now. And I don't know about you, Pete. I had the last few innings on of the Puerto Rico-Dominican Republic game. And if you notice, FS1 switched to the Team USA game. And when it switched to Team USA, I just lazily never found FS2. I just figured, this game's over. I'm going to watch the USA game. And subsequently, I passed out within about 5 minutes of the switch over to Team USA. So I was just out cold sleeping and slept through the night, got a good night's sleep, which rarely happens these days. And I woke up to 48 text messages. And the first one I saw, unfortunately, was from my dear partner, Craig Carton, who writes, Edwin Diaz done for the year, good morning. And I wasn't sure if he was effing with me or not. Like, I had no idea. So obviously I see by the other messages, without knowing how or why, just, oh my God, this sucks, we're cursed, Edwin Diaz. And I still had no idea what the hell happened. I got the text from Pete saying, hey, this is how I knew it happened at night. I get the text from Pete saying, hey, do you want to re-record? And I'm getting this at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So did you think I was dead, by the way, Pete, when you text me this and you're getting nothing back?
I figured you were either sleeping or you had turned off your phone and decided to watch a nice TV show with the wife. It was one of those two
options. Yes. Yeah, and by the way, I feel bad because, look, the one thing about a podcast that's so different than live radio is that, you know, you're on live, whatever happens, you react to it. You do a podcast, there's always the risk that something can happen, you know, over the course of that night or real quick to make it outdated. Now, nothing we talked about on the last Rico, if you haven't heard it, is technically outdated. We're just not talking about the one thing Met fans want to talk about, which is the panic over Edwin Diaz. So I did feel bad about that, but dude, I was stunned this morning. I'm reading these texts. I'm trying to digest it. I finally see the video of it. And I think I had the same thought everyone had who saw it last night or on Wednesday night. And that was, he's done. Like, there was never a part of me that had any optimism. Now, there was a moment where I went on Twitter about an hour later and said, maybe it's not worse. That was kind of like my prayer for optimism, not necessarily believing it. And obviously, based on every response I got, I think every Met fan thought the same thing, which is, he's done. He's done for the year. And look, there's a mix of being selfish. We're Met fans. We root for the laundry before anything else. But then there's also the part that makes you feel bad for the human. Edwin Diaz did not want to get hurt. And Edwin Diaz crying after this happens and, you know, having to be wheeled out on a wheelchair is just sad. So there's the emotion we have as fans and how brutal this kind of injury is, you know, the feeling that we have as Met fans of, we can't have nice things. This always happens to us. Woe is me. But then also obviously feeling bad for Edwin Diaz. When you saw it, now, did you see it live, Pete? Like, what was your kind of finding out moment about this?
So like you said, like they did flip over. So I was watching a USA game. I was, dude, we were locked into the game. Cause even if you go back to the other podcast, I haven't mentioned, like, I just watched Francisco Lindor hit it inside the park home run. So we were, I was watching it, but they did flip over. So I kind of just was, I was editing the podcast and I get a text message from one of our part-timers, Manny. And he goes, oh no, Edwin Diaz. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I flip on to find FS2 and I see everyone huddled around Edwin Diaz and I'm like, what the F? And I'm looking and I'm seeing them kind of like carry him off. And I see that, like, and the whole thing was just awkward too, because you're trying to carry him off and he's uncomfortable. Then they're dragging his foot. I'm like, are you hurting his leg more now by what's going on? They put him in a wheelchair. It feels very like odd. Like it feels very like they weren't prepared for this moment. And instantly though, regardless, the same thing you said, the season, his season's over. No matter what the outcome is, if it's an ACL, if it's a broken bone, kneecap, whatever it is, ankle, the season looks like it's over for Edwin Diaz, and it sucks because I actually saw on Twitter prior to him going to this happening was, I'm so happy the trumpets are back. People get excited about his entrance, and it's so good to be back. That's the last time we're going to see Edwin Diaz and the trumpets in 2023.
Yeah, dude, it sucks. I mean, it really, really sucks. And that's the emotion I have about this. There's a lot of anger that people are expressing at the WBC. And we'll address it. You know, I'll give my opinions, not really defending the World Baseball Classic, more just defending that that's not the reason he got hurt. You know, to look at this event and say that's the reason. To me, look, you can get hurt doing a million different things. We've seen a lot of freak injuries, and this is a freak injury. And I want to be specific about what kind of injury I would blame on the World Baseball Classic, because there are injuries I would say, hey, this is a problem. This is because of the WBC. And I want to be real specific about this, because not all injuries are created equal. A guy jumping up and down with all of his teammates, because they were all jumping up and down, in a light celebration, because it wasn't a wild jump up and down. It was a very casual jump up and down, something I've seen the Mets do after walk-off wins a lot. So it's not uncommon. That's a freak injury.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/MLB podcast.
That's an injury that could have happened 2 years ago when Luis Rojas was doing that 27-out drill and everybody was celebrating the fake world championship the Mets won. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I mean, that's how he got hurt. He got hurt jumping up and down. But before this World Baseball Classic started, there was a concern that the Mets had about Edwin Diaz. If you guys remember, they were concerned about him pitching on back-to-back days. They thought, wait a second, it's spring training. He hasn't thrown a lot. It's still March. Is that safe? And by the way, legitimate concern. That is absolutely a legitimate concern. A guy, and Max Scherzer hit on it, and we talked about it briefly on the last pod, about Max saying, I'm not ready to throw those kinds of stressful pitches in the middle of March. I totally get that. And that is the only part of the World Baseball Classic where I'll buy, hey, that guy got hurt because of this. If a guy is reaching back to throw harder than normal because there's a 2-2 count and the bases are loaded in two outs, eighth inning of a tie game in the WBC, yeah, that's a pitch he's not throwing necessarily in spring training. And maybe your arm's not ready for that. But Francisco Lindor's triple the other day,
If he got hurt on that play, I would say, hey, look at Gavin Lux. You could get hurt rounding the bases no matter when you do it. So I do think there are things about the World Baseball Classic that you can look at and say, hey, that makes me uneasy. And I think that's a reason why a lot of American pitchers have not pitched in the WBC. I think that's a reason why Gerrit Cole isn't there, Max Scherzer isn't there, Justin Verlander isn't there. Insurance wouldn't cover Clayton Kershaw. So I get that. I don't want to portray it as I'm naive to the fact that this event could cause injury risk. But what happened to Edwin Diaz on Wednesday night is a fluke. I mean, I could sit here all day and talk about other fluky injuries. How about Kendrys Morales years ago when he was with the Angels? The guy hits a walk-off home run, and as he's jumping on home plate, he breaks his leg. Or Francisco Rodriguez accidentally stepping on a cactus. Or Mike Soroka, unfortunately, and I feel bad for that kid. Mike Soroka, when he ruptured his Achilles a second time, and I think this time was when he walked into the locker room. Like, these things are flukes. And so I know we live in a society right now where there's, we got to blame somebody. We got to be mad at somebody. There really isn't anyone to be mad at. And if my fellow Met fan, and I understand there's a lot of people listening who don't like what I'm saying, and that's okay. You want to make me the boogeyman? Fine. You want to make the WBC the boogeyman? You can do it. But understand you're wrong. It's not the boogeyman. It sucks that Edwin Diaz got hurt. And I ask you this question. If Edwin Diaz got hurt walking into the locker room in Port St. Lucie, Florida, because he was excited he won a ping pong game against Justin Verlander, would it make you feel better? If Edwin Diaz got hurt on the mound in spring training, would it make you feel better? If Edwin Diaz got hurt playing the 27-out game that Luis Rojas set up 2 years ago, would it make you feel better? Because quite honestly, nothing's going to make me feel better. The guy got hurt. It sucks. He's not going to be here this year. But if it's going to make you feel better to blame the World Baseball Classic, I guess you could do it, whatever works for you. But I think you're nuts. Pete, your thoughts?
The only thing I will disagree with you on is one minor. It's very minor. Edwin Diaz in this situation was doing the right thing. Like, he actually got off the mound and was handing out like a professional, like he's been there before. And his teammates came, and I don't want to say they attacked him, but they kind of got in his face and they kind of got on the jump. So he wasn't even celebrating. So like, that's my issue. I'm not blaming anybody because they're excited. They moved on to the quarterfinals or whatever the hell the WBC. But like, he actually was doing the right thing. So that's where my frustration lies a little bit more of like, he actually handled it well. It was his teammates who got excited and they kind of got him to jump up and down. And then that kind of led to whatever freakish injury happened. Now, on the other hand, I think I've heard the same argument from other people. Well, does this mean that it was going to go eventually anyway?
Yeah, listen, man, I don't know. There was a doctor who called in, Craig and I, today, and I asked him that question. I said, is this or was this a sign that maybe he had a weakness of that tendon where this was inevitable? And the doctor said maybe, maybe not. Like, I don't think there's an answer to that. You know, I'm not a big believer necessarily in fate. Like, if it didn't happen here, it was going to happen there. I don't really know. I don't know. I just think injuries a lot of times are very unfortunate. And sometimes we look for blame. You know, even if it's a Tommy John surgery situation, sometimes we say, well, did the manager use him correctly? No. Did the organization abuse him? Were we too careful with him? And I think sometimes with injuries, we just have to accept that it happens. And a part of winning a championship, two things. Number one is overcoming injuries, and there are a lot of examples of it, and I'll get to them. And then number two is being lucky enough to be healthy, lucky enough to get through a season where you're not ravaged by injuries that can ruin your season. So I think those two things are just part of getting through a 162-game season.